Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Congratulations on such a beautiful film, The Train Dreams is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of it. It's, yeah, very special.
One small criticism of it, and Kerry, I think you'll understand this, but when you see a movie called Train Dreams and you're from Ireland, you assume it's the dream of the 10:50 from Limerick Junction actually being on time, but that never happens, only in dreams.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know much about Limerick. I usually go from Tipperary to Dublin, so I don't know about the Limerick train.
Limerick Junction, no, no, you've never been there.
No,
you're lucky.
No.
You're lucky.
How's the Tipperary?
Pretty on time. Yeah. It is on time. Yeah, I love a train.
Oh, yeah.
Train journeys are amazing. They are. Listen, I spoke to you both recently for F1. Kerry, you and I talked, Felicity. We were back at the start of the year for The Brutalist. It's great to see you both again. But Felicity, about this movie, the whole idea is that it's essentially a biopic of an ordinary man. But that in itself is extraordinary, isn't it? We don't really see that. Usually it's a megastar, but this is so much more interesting.
Yes, well, it's so much about the contribution that everyone makes throughout their lives and how all of those smaller contributions build up and that we do all leave a mark in some way. But as you say, it's very much a portrait of of a man and a family struggling to survive in many ways in some quite difficult circumstances. But it's very, yeah, I think that's what I liked about the script was how unusual it was and how it manages to get such scope and ask quite deep philosophical questions. But as you say, it's done through the day-to-day of these people.
Yeah. And speaking of the script, Kerry, is it true that you cried the first time you read it?
Yeah, multiple times.
Really?
I was exhausted. So. So who knows why. But it was also, it was actually kind of sweet moments in the script that made me cry more so than the actual sad moments.
That's what usually gets me, is the sweeter things rather than the sad.
Yeah, the tenderness.
The family stuff with the baby and all.
Yeah,
no.
I think that's what it makes you think about the simpler things in life and holding on to the simpler things in life and that they have so much meaning and all those things. Yeah, that totally moved me.
Mm. You understand that. And we won't have any spoilers on my show ever, right? But just about Claire, she's a fascinating woman. But I just personally loved the fact that she didn't become a stereotype or a trope in the relationship with Robert later in the film. Was that important to her character and to the way you approach her, do you think?
Yeah, it was kind of one of the reasons I wanted to do it. I loved that it was platonic and that there was no romance because, you know, why does there always have to be romance between
exactly.
a man and a woman? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes the friendship can hit you on a deeper level. And it was a very well-written character. A lot of, you know, what I needed to know about her was kind of said or was there on the page. And that's unusual in a script where all the smaller characters are really well-written. Like, they're really defined.
Mm.
So that the script, like, Bill Macy's character, that was really well-written as well in a small character. So just as a whole, yeah, I wanted to do it for those reasons. It also said, you know, Claire it feels like an old friend to Robert. And Joel and I worked together on Ned Kelly in 2003.
Oh, yes. So you are actually old friends.
Exactly. I was like, it has to be me. It's meant to be me.
And Felicity, your character Gladys, she got stuck into the tough outdoorsy life being led in the forest. She fished, she hunted, she was alone for long periods of time. How would Felicity do in that kind of existence?
Oh, well, probably, I don't know. I sort of, part of me would really like it. That's why I wanted to do the film. I was kind of like, oh, I like the idea of being, you know, in the great outdoors. And maybe if there was a few restaurants nearby. I'm not sure about all the the hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
But that's what really appealed was that, you know, that, so much of the film is about being out in nature and, you know, how we have to look after nature. It's a reciprocal relationship between us and nature. And if we look after each other, then everything's good.
Outdoorsy, tough nature, but with Uber Eats just a call away. That's the perfect recipe. I get it. And Kerry, you are in nature. When we've spoken before about how important, you know, nature and animals in particular are to you, and Claire, your character is deeply committed to nature in her job in this kind of newly created US Forestry Department. Like, I just wonder, like, you don't even have to move too far to draw on your own life for that kind of character, right?
Yeah, and we shot the movie close to where I have my farm. So that was another draw. I was like, oh, it's not even that far. You guys are like up the road. Yeah, I just, I've grew up in the countryside and my father gave me a big appreciation of animals and nature when I was growing up. So I still have that. Like, I know what different trees are just by their leaves. And, you know, we were sort of educated on that as children. Mm-hmm. So, yes. It's important.
I have a very particular feeling when I'm in a forest that I don't get anywhere else. And I don't know if you know this place, Kerry, it is in Limerick again, so probably not. But there's a place called Curragh Chase. And I grew up, I'm from Dublin, my parents are both from Limerick, and I went and spent all my summers down in this forest in Curragh Chase. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about being in a forest that just completely calms me. Like, I don't spend a lot of time in forests, but when I do, it's amazing.
It sounds like you should spend more time.
I should. Stop being so stressed out about things and go to a forest.
It does. It's so healing.
Well, they say that actually it's scientifically proven to actually help benefit your health. Really? Yeah, being in nature.
Yeah, well, I live beside the sea, so I do find that very therapeutic.
Oh,
I love that. So, but if you guys, like Felicity, if you had to pick, I don't know, a natural environment as your favorite, would it be coastal? Would it be urban? Would it be forest? Would it be mountain? What would it be?
Like you, I love the coast. I feel most myself when I'm by the sea.
And Kerry?
Yeah, there's something about it.
Oh, I don't know. I take all of it, really. Like, it's hard, you know, it's so hard. The beach is kind of like, I love the coast and love waves and all.
Yeah.
But then I sound like Pocahontas, but then I like trees as well. Do you know?
I like trees and leaves and twigs.
I can tell trees by their leaves. I'm so good at this.
I do. And it makes me sad for people who are always on their phones, you know, when they're walking their dogs. Yeah. And all. Get off your phone.
Yeah, like, look around.
With the little
hug
dog.
A tree.
Exactly.
Before I let you go, I do a thing on my show twice a week where I tell bad jokes. Can I tell you both a terrible train joke?
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I pulled out a nose hair today to see if it hurt. And judging by the reaction of the man asleep on the train beside me, I'd say it does.
Yeah, that is bad.
I thought I might get one chuckle, but no.
It's really bad. Good.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it. Listen, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk to me. Congratulations on the movie. It is so beautiful and everyone should definitely watch it when it comes out on Netflix. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Great to see you again, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.